You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
It is Stupid News time once again at FM 99. Brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting Chris Porter Thursday through Sunday. Funny Bone in Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more information. I'm number one. Comes to us from just outside San Diego in beautiful Poway, California. A couple there has been arrested for hoarding. Arrested? Is hoarding a crime?
I didn't think so.
Yeah. Well, apparently when it involves animals, it's animal abuse.
Oh, you can't do that. No.
Mark and Christine, he's 72 and she's 62. They've already pled out. They're going to get 3 years probation when their case comes up. I just thought it was an unusual case because they were hoarding Yorkies.
Oh, the little dogs.
Those little dogs?
Yes. Oh,
tonight
cute.
On Yorkie Hoarders. Are you ready for the numbers?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right.
It had to
ready?
Be a lot.
Yeah.
They're tiny dogs.
They are.
170 of them. 170
oh,
Yorkies. Wait for it. Wait for it. There's a reason it's in Stupid News. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
In a motorhome.
Oh, my God.
170 tiny dogs in a motorhome.
I'm sure it smells fantastic in
yes.
there.
Yes.
I once went to a friend's house. She had six dogs at her house,
wow.
and two of them were Yorkies, and they were like walking the back of the couch. There was always a dog moving. Like, you never felt settled because there was always movement.
Oh.
I cannot imagine 170.
Just moving.
Just a constant movement
they
everywhere.
They are spazzy.
Wow. There we go. 29. Okay, so 29 of the dogs were taken from a restaurant that the couple owned.
From
you
a
kept
restaurant.
Dogs oh, in a rest. Restaurant? Okay, weirdo. Let's just go a little creepy land. Don't order the squab.
Yeah, really? Oh, no.
Why is this chicken got fingernails? What's going on here? Come on, man. Yeah, this is not good. Woo! Mm-mm-mm. All of the dogs that were taken in had some sort of health problem. You just can't have that many in that close of quarters. Yikes.
Wow.
All right, and there you go. That's item one. Yorkie hoarders. Motor coach filled with Yorkies. Cutest little motor coach ever.
Item number two takes us to Wyoming, where a college student told officers she was just working on a term paper on kleptomania. That's why she was caught shoplifting.
Oh, the irresistible psychological compulsion to steal. Just doing research, he says, filled with child porn, right? Yeah.
23-year-old Lydia Marie Cormany was arrested after trying to leave the Walmart with almost $2,000 worth of merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Court records say investigators found thousands of dollars worth of stolen items in her dorm room as well. She told officers she started shoplifting after being forced to move into a new dorm room away from her roommate, who had a lot of the household items that she needed. She said she was caught once she tried to leave the Walmart with three flat-screen televisions.
Oh, my.
Made her initial court appearance this week. Did not enter a plea. A preliminary hearing is set for today.
Wow. Good try, though.
Yeah, it's a good try.
That does, you know what? That's like that old joke, if your wife ever finds women's underwear in your glove box, you just say, they're mine. I need to tell you something.
Oh, God.
Better that than she find out that you got a girlfriend, right?
Or that time I got caught coming out of the lap dancing joint, and I said, listen, Rumble wanted me to do research
on the
on this.
I had to order these sex toys from this questionable website because it's for the morning show.
I do always show up with like new toys at home, and but Eric doesn't question it at all. He's like, "Oh, okay, I know where that came from."
Yeah. I listen too.
Yeah.
All right, finally this, and going along with that thing about they say if your wife ever finds women's underwear in your glove box, you should just cop to it and say, I like to wear them.
Yeah.
It didn't work for this guy from just outside St. Louis when police found a man with $2,300 worth of pink lingerie in his vehicle. Turns out it all came from the same Victoria's Secret store.
It was tucked into every crevice there. Like,
I love it tucked into my crevice.
It's mine, honey.
Yeah. It's mine, officer.
I need to tell you something.
No, it's not, sir. It's stolen. Yeah. Woo! Theft was not discovered until apparently a man and a woman entered the store with carrying their own shopping bags. Mm-hmm. That's always a little suspect. I guess it looks like you got stuff in there, but maybe you didn't. Yikes. Sales clerk noticed that several items were missing after they left. They checked the security to confirm. Police then spotted the guy. Out, watched him walk back to his car. Went to the car, filled with underwear. But unusually, it was all pink. Mm. It was all pink underwear. It was either underwear. It was either panties, bras, or loungewear. But it was all the color pink. Yeah. Oh, daddy-o, that is so hot, big man. Yeah, big man. Those three stories are absolutely true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call it
Stupid News.